The Queen will visit Hitchin Marketplace, Lister Hospital in Stevenage and Hatfield House as part of her Diamond Jubilee tour. We broke the story on our Twitter page at 106Jack earlier on. Jack FM's Brian Rutherford has been talking to palace officials.
That's right, Chris. I'm not allowed to tell you all the details of the visit for security reasons, but Buckingham Palace have told Jack FM that on Thursday, the 14th of June, the Queen will be visiting. It will be with her husband, the Duke, as well. They'll start off at Hitchin Market Square. They'll be meeting shopkeepers and schoolchildren. They'll move on to the Lister Hospital in Stevenage, where the Queen will open the new Diamond Jubilee Maternity Unit, while the Duke will visit the Business and Technology Centre in Stevenage. And then later on in Hatfield House, the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh will both plant a Diamond Jubilee tree, and a drinks reception and lunch will follow at Hatfield House.
And we're now hearing from Stevenage Borough Council that the Queen's visit to the Lister will involve around 2,000 people from the local community. A man's been left needing stitches to his face after being... Good evening, I'm Chris Hollis. Preparations are underway for the Queen's visit to Hatfield House and Hitchin Market Square in June. The Diamond Jubilee visit will also see a visit to Stevenage's Lister Hospital, where around 2,000 locals will participate. Jack FM's Brian Rutherford has the latest details. Brian, what are Her Majesty's movements going to be next month?
Well, the Queen will be joined by the Duke of Edinburgh when she visits Hitchin Market Square, Lister Hospital in Stevenage and Hatfield House on Thursday the 14th. When she goes to the hospital in Stevenage, she'll be opening the Diamond Jubilee Maternity Unit. And in the meantime, the Duke will visit the Business and Technology Centre in the town. And at Hatfield House, the two will both plant a Diamond Jubilee tree, and then a drinks reception and a lunch will follow.
Thanks, Brian. In other news...